Hope all my listeners out there enjoyed that wonderful old song. I think that's a beautiful story of a sinner coming to know God and being born of the Spirit of God. I fear in these days that we're living in now, we're just joining so many people in religion, they don't experience what it is to come guilty before God. I belong to a Southern Baptist church, and we're all planning on having revivals. Now, and I've been in the church some 60 years, and I've been in all kind of revivals in days gone by. I've often wondered in these days when we're talking so much about revival in the future, why that the average preacher in church don't look back at the past revivals and see what happened to the past revivals. I know in my home church we had an emotional preacher come there one time, and he got people all emotionally stirred up, and about 6 or 7 young boys joined. But they just joined religion in 6 months. You couldn't find them, and we never have got them back in church yet. We might need to start taking stock, I think, in revival past and see what happens to so many of the converts. It's really something to think about, and when anybody brings anybody to front and tells them they're saved and they're not saved, where's that going to put them in the judgment? It's really a serious thing to think about. I'd like for us to think about the terrible condition a man's in before he comes to know God this morning and what has to happen to him. I'm glad that old preacher just sang to us was one of the greatest evangelists that I've known in my 60 years. And he didn't even give an invitation in his revival. He waited on God to call people. And if God's Holy Spirit don't come and call people and change the nature in them from Adam's nature over and be born of the Spirit and experience a new nature, they'll never be worth anything if they do stay in church to the church. And another thing I'd like to say, the average church, you go up, you see more signs of the flesh than you do the Spirit when you see so many people standing around smoking outside the church. All the young people, lost people in the community looking for some fruit of the Spirit in people that go to church and put on revivals and things. What do they see when they come to our churches? Did it ever occur to you that all the descendants of Adam was born in this world in a fallen state, and according to the Word of God, by nature, they are children of wrath? They have a wrong nature down inside of them, and it's only God's Holy Spirit that can quicken them and bring them to repentance and change that nature inside of them. And that's what it takes before you'll become a true child of God. I'd like to read you over in Romans, the 3rd chapter, beginning at the 10th verse, the terrible condition that a man's in born the descendant of Adam with that fallen nature inside of him. And you might not be guilty of all these things I'm going to read you, but the seeds are down in your heart. And they liable to bring forth fruit in your life if you continue in that fallen nature. He said in the 10th verse, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. Adam's fallen nature will run from God instead of seeking God, like Adam did when he discovered he was in a fallen state. They're all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursings and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That describes the awful condition that a man is born in this world if he continues in that fallen state. We are under a curse of God's law. We are fallen creatures and we are under the laws of God. In Romans, it tells about that awful curse that we are under. And their only hope for a descendant of Adam is to preach the word of God and the laws of God. With that terrible penalty of the laws of God to a man that's a natural descendant of Adam out in the world, laws. The Bible clearly states that all souls are mine. God sent you and me down in the world, and our souls belong to God. But your soul and your spirit is all in a fallen state. And he said, the soul that sins, it shall die, that awful curse of the law. And if you don't find the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're born in that fallen state, you will die one of these days forsaken by God. It's really something to think about. Did it ever occur to you the New Testament says that all that despised the law of Moses were stoned to death without any mercy? And you find that all through the Old Testament. And in the New Testament said, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life. If you're in that fallen state, in unbelief, it said, that's what the awful condemnation, you fail to believe the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll never see life. But listen to this awful statement. But the wrath of God abides on him. And if you're in that fallen state this morning, you are under the wrath of God, the laws of God. The soul that sins, it shall die. And you're under that, already under that judgment, curse of the law of death, that awful death, dying forsaken by God. Now, it's something to think about. The Bible says it. You're already condemned. And then the only thing we can do is to preach the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says in the 19th and 20th verse of the 3rd chapter of Romans, "Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that are under the curse of the law." And here's what we all have to do, all the descendants of Adam. And I don't see why we don't tell them the truth. He said we're all under the law, under the curse of the law, natural descendants of Adam, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. It's only when a sinner realizes that he's condemned by the laws of God and by the words of the Lord Jesus Christ that he'll bow guilty before God. And everyone that's saved has to come to the judgment seat of God and plead guilty, guilty, guilty before God. And come to the cross of Calvary guilty, and there's the only place that you can find mercy and pardon and be redeemed from that awful fallen nature of Adam. Listen at verse 20, it said, "Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin." God gave us his laws and his word, a mirror for you, for the lost descendants of Adam to look at their awful condition that they're in. And then if they'll humble themselves before the Spirit of God, it will bring them guilty to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's only by preaching the laws and the words of Jesus Christ that will bring a person guilty. The Lord Jesus Christ said in the book of John that his word, he said, "My words is spirit and they are life." The Lord Jesus is the one that's got that life-giving spirit. Spirit, and when you come guilty to the cross of Calvary, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ's word that awakens the spirit inside of you and quickens that spirit and makes you alive, spiritually alive. It makes the sinner conscious of his guilty, lost, hopeless condition. And that's where a man has to come if he ever comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. My, hadn't we got a wonderful Savior that he's come to save them guilty, lost, helpless sinners when they come guilty to Calvary's cross. And there's the only place that you can be justified before a holy God and his holy laws. The gospel is only good news to a man that becomes conscious that he's lost and guilty. There's nothing wrong with a person that's impossible to preach the gospel to him because it's not good news to him. It's like it was in the wilderness when the serpents began to bite people and everyone was bitten by a serpent would die. If you'd have been sitting there in the wilderness and one of them serpents had bit you and somebody had come and said, "Yonder, look toward that serpent," and you won't have to die, that would be good news to you. But if I was sitting there and had never been bitten, there wasn't nothing wrong with me. It wouldn't be any good news to me. So, let me warn you this morning. You'll have to come guilty before God. and realize that you're lost, and then the Lord Jesus Christ will find you a lost, helpless, ruined person, and then the Holy Spirit will make a new creature out of you, and that's what really being born of the Spirit of God is. And then when before God saves a person in repentance, he invites him to come out from among the world and be a separate person. And that's what's the matter now, that the people that claim they're already saved is not living different from the world. Let me read you over in 2 Corinthians 6, chapter 16 through 18th verse. He said, "What agreement has the temple of God with idols? You can't serve God and mammon. You have to come out from your idols in the world to serve a true and living God. For you are the temple of the living God. If you're born of the Spirit of God, your body becomes a temple of the living God. As God has said, unless it's your relationship you can have with the Lord, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God." But he demands that we come out and not serve God and mammon and try to serve idols and the living God. "I will dwell in them, I'll walk in them, and I'll be their God. They shall be my people." What a relationship we can have after we come guilty before God and experience a new birth. Listen here, he demands, "Wherefore come out from among them and be a separate people, saith the Lord." And that's where we are failing as a church in this day. We are failing to separate ourselves from the people of the world. And he said, "Touch not the unclean things, and I'll receive you." And listen to this wonderful promise, "And I'll be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord, the Almighty God." And my truth, I'm so glad that I experienced that when I was young, that I came to the cross, at the cross, where I first saw the light, the burdens of my heart rolled away, and I become a new creature, and old things passed away. And I'm thankful this morning that God gave me a new nature. It's really something to think about this morning. So let me beg everyone, listen, examine yourself before the Word of God, and don't disjoin in religion. Be sure that you're born of the Spirit of God, and that will qualify you to become a member of a church, and that will qualify you to be called a sons of God, and you can call God your Father in prayer after you've experienced the only new birth. And that's my prayer for each one listening this morning, that you'll come to know God in the new birth, whom to know aright is everlasting life, to the last throughout all the eternal ages.